We're leaving at 5.
Welcome back to another episode of The Heralds. And we're going to go back to our old formula for a little bit. So without further ado, I am one of your two Heralds, Will Wiggy.
And I'm the other half, Harrison Hopkins. We do plan on, don't worry, there will be guests in the future, you know, for like big special events. But for the normal weekly stuff, it is back to Will and I. We're going to do the back and forth thing. I'm excited.
Yeah, we enjoyed having the other guys, but at a point it just felt crowded.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
So we're back to this now.
But thank gosh we're the Heralds, because not only is there news this week, but our topic is in fact even more news.
News.
So sit down, get comfy, and let's talk about some comic book news.
So to start with DC, very sad news. One second. I'm going to figure out how to mute me real quick.
Okay, I was about to say it's not a Back to Normal Heralds podcast without a Will Wiggy family interruption. I thought that's what was going to happen. I don't know if we're still recording, but if we are, I'm Harrison talking right now. Disney Plus Day happened on Saturday. That's what Will and I are going to talk about this week. We're going to jump around a lot. Will's trying to fix his mic right now. He's on the phone with someone. I'm watching him. We do all these over FaceTime, if you didn't realize that. That's why we interrupt each other a lot, and the sound quality is probably not the best. It's because we have been doing all of these episodes over FaceTime. We reached over 30 episodes a few weeks ago, which is crazy. Future episodes, we're doing the Hawkeye series. Next episode will probably be the Ghostbusters episode, because that comes out next week. But then after that's not that episode. Hey, are we back?
We're back. Sorry, I had asked them to keep it down, I guess.
I
forgot to tell them that I was recording.
I was just talking about what our future episodes will be.
Ghostbusters next week, mm-hmm. And I'm so excited for that, and then Hawkeye.
Yep.
Like you said, so to start us off, for DC news, it's sad. Dean Stockwell, the voice of Tim Drake in Batman Beyond Return of the Joker, like adult Tim Drake, mm-hmm. passed away at 80 years old.
Was that his, did he do any other voice acting for DC?
No, just that.
Okay.
For Marvel news, there was nothing new this week, but the week prior, we forgot to talk about the Morbius trailer.
We did forget to talk. There is one piece of Marvel news that we can talk about besides it. It's the No Way Home poster and also the trailer.
Well, that's this coming show, not today's.
Okay, but like, so we're not going to talk about the trailer?
No, the stuff that dropped within the last couple of days is for this next coming show.
Okay. Okay,
that's
yeah.
This coming news week.
Morbius trailer.
What did you think?
Well, the most obvious thing people are talking about is that Morbius is unsure what Spider-Man universe he is in, which, of course, people have pointed out the Oscorp logo is from The Amazing Spider-Man. There's a clipping in the newspaper that talks about Black Cat and Rhino, which is also Amazing Spider-Man. But then, of course, we do have Michael Keaton's Vulture. That's MCU Spider-Man. And then we have the Tobey Maguire suit in the background. That's Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. So all those questions could be answered after No Way Home. Why some of these, you know, I don't really know. But the best thing about this trailer, in my opinion, I'll just, you know, because I'm a positive guy, the look of Morbius is mwah. It's mwah.
Chef. Oh, it's so perfect. And the effects look great.
They do.
I think my only gripe, and it's not even a gripe for Morbius, I think this tone is perfect, but it feels carbon copied of Venom.
Yeah. No, this definitely feels like
a... Part of me wonders if maybe this is the tone that didn't work for Venom that's going to do better here.
Well, the tone for Venom definitely shifted. Have you seen the second Venom movie?
I have not yet.
Okay, well, it's not a spoiler, but like the tone of Venom definitely in the second one, at least, is like full-blown comedy, which this doesn't seem like it's going to be.
Oh, no, I'm talking the first movie mainly, though.
Yeah, right, yeah. The first one definitely was like unsure of its tone. It wanted to be dark and serious and blah, blah, and that didn't really work well. It could work better for Morbius, I don't know. Jared Leto, I'm sure...
Great as always.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he'll do great. I don't think, like, he is at fault for why the Joker didn't work in the DCEU. I think
no, as he continues to release photos, this is David Ayer's fault.
Right, exactly. So in the right hands, I think Jared Leto can do great in a comic book role. So, and I think Michael Morbius is a good one for him. The I Am Venom thing was kind of funny at the end.
I'm just kidding. I'm Dr. Michael Morbius, yeah. Hope.
So that's cool. We don't really know who the villain is. I think it's one of the doctors, isn't it? From Doctor Who?
I don't know.
Okay, I do know that, I definitely know one of the doctors from Doctor Who is in it, and people said he's playing the villain.
Yeah, Matt Smith. I just don't know if he's the villain.
Okay, that's what he's rumored as. I mean, I don't really know how you do a villain in a Michael Morbius movie, because he's not that nice of a guy most of the time.
But he's definitely one of the more misunderstood villains than just bad guy. And that's what I think works better for villain-led movies.
I agree.
As for... Like, that's why I think this is going to work better than, say, what's it called? Like, Joker?
Yeah.
Because to me, Joker's not somebody you sympathize with, but Morbius, he always has been.
Yeah, I mean, and then Twilight showed us that you can get away with sexy vampires, likable, sexy, abbed vampires, so more of that, please.
Okay, so yes, the villain will be Matt Smith, who's playing the character Loxias Crown.
Okay.
They've actually got great actors in this film.
Yeah, there's what's his name from the Fast and Furious movies?
Tyrese Gibson?
Yeah, Tyrese Gibson. I think
Jared Harris is in it too. He's good.
Oh, Jared Harris, yeah. When does this come out? You know February?
Whose dad is?
Yeah, who's his dad?
His dad is the original Dumbledore.
Oh, the one that passed away, okay.
Mm-hmm. As far as the trailer, go ahead.
When does this come out? February?
Yes, because I think it got delayed.
Okay. I enjoy the fact that it's a Sony trailer that doesn't give away the whole plot of the movie. I really don't know what it's about.
It's about Morbius. January 28th.
January 28th, yeah. So, yeah, like I said, I am glad that we're now two trailers in, and I'm still like, it's about a guy that gets vampire powers. That's really all I know.
Yeah. You know what's weird? My favorite effect in that entire trailer was his flying scene in the subway.
Yeah. Geller.
There was just something about that looked so good.
Geller, a member of the show, was asking me. He was like, can Morbius fly? And I was like, I don't know.
At least in this movie, he can.
Yeah. I was like, I think he can leap great distances, but I didn't think he could fly.
Well, we know now.
Yeah, we know now. This is one of the things where I'm like, it has to be rated R, like Venom. I'm like, oh, it had to be rated R. This one can be PG-13 and get away with it, even though I'd love to see some blood sucking.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
but
so.
But you don't need rated R for that. You can do.
You know.
Once
again, Twilight vampire, sexy vampire sucking.
I'm not going to say I'm super duper hyped for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm intrigued for sure, and I will see it.
Yeah, especially after what happens with No Way Home. I mean, who knows what this could take place in the MCU after No Way Home. I really don't know.
Yeah, no clue. Trying to think about what else with this movie, but I feel like we've covered everything.
Covered it. Maybe Venom will show up in a post-credit scene. That'd be cool. Maybe Kraven, probably too late because they didn't cast What's-His-Name not too long ago.
We have our Kraven?
Yeah, it's What's-His-Name that played Quicksilver.
I thought that was a rumor. Did they actually cast him?
Yeah, he's Kraven.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but he
oh,
only
yeah.
got...
Oh, yeah, Aaron Taylor Johnson. He's going to do great.
No, I agree. I don't think he's getting a movie till 2 years from now, but that is exciting. I'm definitely, like, out of Venom...
Kraven's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Kraven could be really cool. So, come in.
Yep, J.C. Chandor is directing it. It'll be released, as of right now, January 13th, 2023.
I think we have given too much time to Morbius. We should probably move on.
So Andor will be released in quarter three of 2022.
I hate when people say quarter three.
Quarter four. So that's between October to December.
Okay.
I looked it up. Don't worry.
Of next year or 2 years?
2022.
Okay, next year. Cool.
Squid Game Season 2 was confirmed by the creator.
I saw that. Yes.
And then Transformers Rise of the Beasts, which I'm excited for, is delayed to June 9th, 2023.
A whole darn year. A year.
Pushed I know. Back. And then for video game news, Marvel's Avengers Great Power DLC revealed Spider-Man. That's it. That's all we got.
I can quote you the meme I sent in the group chat that says, "That's cool. Still don't give a crap about the game."
You know I do, though.
No, you do.
That's a PS exclusive, so I won't play it anyway.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, you'll have to let me know how it is, but we will never know how it is.
So, to kick off into Disney Plus Day for their second anniversary, for the Disney section, going straight into it.
Yeah, do you want to talk about some, like, things that dropped on Disney Plus, on Disney Plus Day? Like, some things that
Oh, we can, yeah. Go into that first. We got the Shang-Chi, obviously, and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yeah, my mom called me yesterday, and she was like, is that, like, a sequel to Mulan? And I was like, yes.
Yes, it is. I've watched it twice now because I live with kids.
It's great.
They loved it.
Yeah, it's great. The action scenes are great. We talked about it on the podcast, but definitely out of the, what, three Marvel movies we've gotten this year, haven't seen one of them, but out of, what, Black Widow, Shang-Chi that I've seen, this is definitely the better of the two.
Oh, for sure. Olaf Presents was funny.
Oh.
But we watched that, and they were little shorts. Do you remember the scene in Frozen 2 when he told the story of Anna and Elsa up until the point we are?
That was the best scene in the whole movie.
But at least they have their parents. Their parents are dead.
They're dead.
Well, it's basically that, but he recaps The Little Mermaid, Tangled, Aladdin, Moana, and The Lion King.
Oh, I might have to watch that instead of watching The Lion King ever again, because remember my opinion, The Lion King is not a good movie.
The cartoon, not the live action.
Well, no, both.
Oh. You're going to get some flack for that one.
Oh, I've gotten flack for a long time. I think the music's fantastic, but I think the rest of it is boring.
Hey, that's okay. I've got opinions like that with popular movies myself.
Yeah. We could it'd be a fun episode if we did, like,
yeah,
unpopular opinions about movies.
Like, for one, for me, Mad Max, I've tried, can't get through it.
Oh, I love Mad Max. Wait, like the original or the newer one?
Tom Hardy.
Oh, the Tom Hardy is so good.
We
could talk about how the 2005 Fantastic Four movie is actually good.
Yes. So, yeah, we've got that. They were really cute. They do the whole their parents are dead moment again.
Yeah, because in a Disney movie, their parents are always dead.
Well, no, they do it with, which one is it, Tangled?
Yeah.
But it's dead. Mm-hmm. And he's alive. That was cute. They have that new show, Ciao Alberto, which is a Luca show.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I have not watched that one yet. I want to.
He was a cool
character. I would check that one out today.
The movie was definitely, like, lower-tier Pixar movie, but it was still a good Pixar movie.
But it was still good.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. The Pixar movie that everybody hates, I love.
The Cars good 2. Oh, Cars 2.
I don't know why, but I really enjoy that movie.
Well, The Good Dinosaur is also bad, but I guess everyone hates
that. Oh, I hate The Good Dinosaur.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Ciao Alberto is a Pixar short.
Yeah.
Not a show.
Oh, right. Okay.
They also dropped Jungle Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Which I watched last night. That was good.
Yeah, it definitely tries to, like, do Pirates of the Caribbean again. Like, it tries to start another franchise. But, I mean, you know, the two
I got a lot of Indiana Jones vibes from it.
Yeah, and The Mummy, perhaps.
Yeah. Home Sweet Home Alone. Yeah. I really don't know anybody that's actually watching that.
It stars the supporting kid from Jojo Rabbit, which caught my intrigue.
Great actors.
Yeah.
Because I love Rob Delaney as well.
This is technically the fourth one, right?
Fourth or fifth, one of them.
Okay.
Then we have Simpsons Plusiversary.
I just want to
appreciate something in this.
Yeah.
They had a really niche background character. In the back of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Cobra Bubbles from Lilo and Stitch was in the bar.
Oh, that's cool. They're implementing Disney elements.
Well, yeah, it's Simpsons and Plusiversary.
Didn't they do a Marvel crossover with Simpsons not too long ago?
Yeah, actually, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's a funny little short.
It's like
Simpsons, the good, the Bart, and the Loki.
Yeah, it's like the Phineas and Ferb Marvel crossover I've been meaning to watch.
The Force Awakens from its nap. And then the one I still want to watch that they released is a 20-minute documentary called Under the Helmet.
Oh, the Boba
Fett. And it's all about the legacy of Boba Fett.
Yeah, yeah. How long is that? Because, like, I'm not ready to devote
my... It's only 21 minutes.
That's perfect. Okay. Yeah.
That's great. So, yeah, I want to watch that today. But those are what they released. And, honestly, it's a good lineup.
Yeah, definitely. Especially now.
Oh, and then they released Frozen Fever, Tangled Ever After, Paper Man Feast, Mickey Mouse and Get a Horse, The Ballad of Nessie, The Little Match Girl, and TikTok Tale.
On TikTok Tale, I hope that has nothing to do with the streaming platform or the app.
No, it's an old Pixar short.
Great. I really hope they're done with the Premiere Access thing.
I hope so, too. I'm done with it.
I'm done with it, too.
I'm going to assume since Shang-Chi wasn't, they are.
Yeah, but
there's that... The Eternals was not either.
There's that new Pixar movie coming out about, like, the...
Encanto.
Yeah, which I think is going, like, to theaters. Like, no...
It is.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to see that one as much, though.
If it gets good reviews, I'll check it out, but I'm not going to go out to see it. I remember...
I know it's different, but I feel like they should have explored a different culture. Since we just basically feels like we just got Coco.
No, I agree with you. I remember there was a time when like a Pixar movie would come out and like you had to go out and see that because it's a Pixar movie.
Yeah. But then again, I also feel like Pixar's kind of like been in this weird rut lately.
Yeah, I'd say their last great original one for me was Inside Out, and that was 6 years ago.
For me, it was, I enjoyed Cars 2, but that's me.
Apparently Cars 3 is good, too. I've heard from people.
No, I meant to say Incredibles 2.
Oh, Incredibles 2 is a bad movie.
I enjoyed it. Toy Story 4 was good.
You're right. That's a good one. I
almost preferred that one over 3 just because I felt like this had a solid end, like a more solidified ending.
Really?
Or it didn't feel like a new beginning.
Okay.
It actually felt like it was finally done.
I thought 3 had a more solidified ending because also it did feel like a new beginning. So it's kind of like an endless cycle of, but I get your opinion. I get it.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. I still love Toy Story 3.
Mm-hmm.
This is not me bagging the movie whatsoever.
I think I cried in Toy Story 3.
I don't cry with movies that much. I do now that I'm older. RJ's when it came out, I was just like, okay.
RJ's calling me out for my weeniness because I cried in Toy Story 3.
You're only human.
There's got to be... everyone's cried during a movie. Don't just say Marley and Me.
I didn't cry during Marley and Me.
Wow.
You know the first movie I ever cried in?
I bet you laughed as they put the dog down. No, what was the first movie you cried in?
Avengers when Phil Coulson died.
You're 2 years older than me, so that you would have been like...
I was 12.
You were 12, okay.
And then the second movie I ever cried in was The Force Awakens with Han Solo's death.
Yeah, but we all saw that coming.
It wasn't even when he got stabbed that got me. It was when Chewie made his noise.
Oh, yeah. It was
Chewie's reaction that got me.
Chewie had the most human reaction.
Yeah. Oh, Onward. I enjoyed Onward as well.
Onward was good, yeah. It's a shame that it came out, like, as the pandemic started.
I still can't believe Sonic did as well as it did.
That's true. Sonic was, what, like, the highest grossing movie last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what just came out on Disney+. But what's to come is Ice Age, The Adventures of Buck Wild.
They're going back to the dinosaur time.
Everybody walk the dinosaur.
Probably my favorite.
Same.
Yeah.
It comes out January 28th. Personally, I loved Buck Wild in the original movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was my favorite character, so I might check it out. Although with the trailer, the animation looked a bit unfinished.
Now, question.
Yes.
Is this a show or a movie?
It's a new movie.
Oh, okay. And does it have the original cast, or is it just Buck?
So far, the original cast is there.
Okay.
The only one that didn't return, which is very disappointing to me, is Josh Peck as Eddie. He was one of the possums.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm not looking forward to. And then, like I said, it looked like unfinished animation. Like, maybe the lighting wasn't quite done.
And this is going straight to Disney Plus?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
After that, we got Baymax.
Oh, yeah.
The trailer released, and it looks like it follows continuity from Big Hero 6, the series, which I watched.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that, they all started to go their separate ways after college. So now it's just following him helping Aunt Cass at the cafe and being what he was made for, a personal healthcare companion.
So Hiro's not in this?
Hiro Hamada might not, from what I can tell.
Okay.
I hope the other members are in it through here and there. And I hope we still get more Hiro stuff.
And Stanley. I hope Stanley's in it.
Bruh, can't do that.
I'm sorry.
Especially it's just hit their 3-year anniversary of his death last week.
I'm looking at my coffee mug right now and it says that. Yep. Stanley's death.
I should have worn my shirt.
Should have worn your shirt. So everyone on the podcast could see your shirt.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Is that how a podcast works? I like do my makeup before every time we record. Should I stop doing that?
It's called See a Vision.
Yeah.
No, it's Vision O Vision.
Vision O Vision.
So yeah, if the other members aren't in it and there's not Hiro stuff, I don't know how much I'll watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I did enjoy Monsters at Work, so we'll see.
I still haven't watched that.
It's nothing special, but it's still cute.
Okay, I love cute.
And it's just nice to see Sully and Mike again.
It is.
You know?
Yeah. I need to send you a video that will ruin Monsters, Inc. for you.
I've seen some videos that have ruined it. I don't know how bad this one can be.
Oh, dude, it'll be bad. Whatever you think.
Let's just say it was a very inappropriate video about Mike and Celia's snakes.
Nope, mine's worse.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it involves OnlyFans.
I hate you.
Yeah.
So then after that, we got, what do you think of Baymax?
I was about to say it's like, never mind, it's my favorite Pixar movie, but it's not Pixar. Disney Animation, I really enjoyed it. Like you said, I hope that they bring in some actual superhero stuff, but if not, the character of Baymax is enjoyable enough by himself. I honestly didn't think we were ever going to get a follow-up of any, I mean, like you said, the TV show, but, like, besides that, I didn't think we were ever going to get anything more out of this universe, which stinks, because you could make a lot out of this universe.
Oh, yeah. It's easily one of Disney's best films.
Yeah. It seems like one that, like, naturally could make sequels, you know, instead of, like, Cars, who I don't think Cars needed 3, but...
Agreed. What I will say is, I am excited to see more of Aunt Cass. I liked Maya Rudolph in the role. Mm-hmm. She was a very fun character, so we'll see. After that, we got Cheaper by the Dozen, released as March 2022.
I forgot they're doing another one of those.
Sadly.
Yeah.
It's a reboot.
Well, of course.
Black reboot.
Well, who's the star of the original, I thought?
Steve Martin.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I don't know why I thought it was like Eddie Murphy or something.
No. No. Although that would have been a funnier one compared to what they're doing. Disenchanted, the long-awaited sequel to Enchanted, released fall of 2022.
Okay, question. I always get this mixed up. Is Enchanted the one with Amy Adams or is it the one with...
Amy Adams.
Okay, so Ella Enchanted is the one with...
Anne Hathaway.
Okay. So we're getting the one thing.
Enchanted also dropped on Disney Plus for Disney Plus Day.
So we're getting the sequel to the Amy Adams one.
Yes.
Okay. The one that like cuts in with like hand drawn cartoon animation. Yep. Okay, cool.
Yeah, the first one dropped on Disney Plus Day as well.
That's a good movie.
We watched it. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so funny. We were laughing because they have the King and Queen ball at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She met all these fairy tale like dresses throughout the movie with weird things.
and then wore a normal dress when she was supposed to wear a fairy tale type dress.
Yeah. It's been a while. I need to watch that, because I remember, like, I think the first time I watched is when they put it on the Disney Channel. So.
Ooh.
Aren't they getting rid of the Disney Channel because of Disney Plus?
Most countries have already gotten rid of it. I think the United States is one of the only ones left with Disney Channel.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Although, finally, they're doing soon same-day drops like Discovery Plus.
Oh, that's cool.
So, the same day it drops on Disney Channel, it'll drop on Disney Plus.
Do you think we'll get things on Disney Plus, like, with some characters, maybe like, hey, I'm the Predator from Alien vs. Predator, and you're watching, and then he, like, draws the thing. Disney
Channel. Nice.
Disney Plus. Yeah, I know.
Then we have Rescue Rangers, which I'm still excited for.
Mm-hmm.
That's the John Mulaney and Andy Samberg playing Chip and Dale.
Yep, I remember that. I think we talked about that last Disney Plus day.
We did, but we got a release date.
Man, can you believe
release it? Year.
Has it been
spring
one full
2022.
Year? Has it been one full year of us doing this podcast, or are we getting close? I don't think it's been a year yet, but.
I don't know. I'll have to check.
Because our first episode was Disney Plus Day, but I don't think it was on the same day last year.
Disney Plus Day is its anniversary.
Okay, because our first episode was about Disney Investor Day.
It was the investor, yeah.
But I didn't think we, like, started. Ooh, I don't know. It's definitely in the next, like, month or so, if it's not now.
December 21st was our first podcast.
Okay.
We are almost a year. Wow.
We're about a month away. Okay, cool.
Now, with the Rescue Rangers thing, I didn't notice, but an Eagle Eye fan did. Behind their big thing, their little poster that mm-hmm. they showed for Rescue Rangers, mm-hmm. you can see the Darkwing Duck reboot script.
Gosh darn it, Will.
What?
You and Darkwing Duck.
Hey, let's get dangerous, bro.
I knew you were going to say some corny thing.
He is the terror that flaps in the night.
Yeah. I'm sure, you know what? I will, since you've been a fan of the original animated series, if they read, you know, when the remake comes out or whatever, I'll be the first one to watch it for you.
Dude, it's Seth Rogen produced.
I'll be the first one to watch it.
Dude has yet to let me down.
Yeah, because what? His last thing he worked on was, like, Invincible?
The Boys, Invincible. He's working on a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the next chapter, and now Darkwing Duck. He's living my dream.
Yeah, it must be a passion project for him, because I don't, for Darkwing Duck.
It is.
Okay. He should voice Darkwing Duck.
No, keep Jim Cummings.
Yeah, I know. Okay, that was a joke.
I guess Chris Diamantopoulos now, if they keep it in the DuckTales universe.
Mm.
But Jim Cummings would be Negaduck, the villain. I saw you choke on your drink.
The Negachin.
After that, we have a new Disney Plus original film called Better Nate Than Ever. Introducing Ruby Wood as Nate. Joshua Bassett from High School Musical, The Musical, The Series, will be playing his older brother, Anthony. And then we got Lisa Kudrow, Phoebe from Friends.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Norbert Leo Butts.
That's an unfortunate name.
I know. Michelle Furterer and Aria Brooks. That's the cast.
Just a real quick side thing, since you mentioned High School Musical, The Musical, are they going to make another season of that?
Yes, it's on our thing, actually. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Then we have Pinocchio. They released their cast list.
Oh, is this like the live action, like, reboot?
I'm just disappointed by this cast. I feel like every time I read it, I felt like there was somebody better.
I think I've heard the cast before and it was disappointing, but read it to me again.
Tom Hanks is Geppetto.
Yeah.
Personally, I would have gone with Gary Oldman.
Yeah, either way, I'm fine with Tom Hanks, though. You can never go wrong.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Jiminy Cricket.
Okay.
I wanted Leslie Odom Jr., but I also like JGL, so.
Yeah, I like JGL.
Cynthia Erivo as Blue Fairy, because white and blonde is not okay anymore.
Right.
Personally, would have gone with Michelle Williams. She is Charity Barnum in Greatest Showman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what their obsession is with this dude, but Luke Evans as the coachman.
Wasn't she also Eddie's girlfriend in Venom?
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, what's their obsession with Luke Evans? I don't know.
Because the coachman's like this really fat, gross dude.
Yeah. Are you talking about like when Luke Evans played Gaston?
And he's getting his own show as Gaston?
Oh, well, dude, the best, like, I love the Beauty and the Beast live action. I don't think it gets talked about enough. I think it's great.
People don't, it's not very popular with people, so.
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, and I love Luke Evans's guest on that, the take he does on the song.
I prefer this version's song more than the original.
Yeah.
It's more lively and fun.
Right.
And
but
part of that has to do with Josh Gad as LeFou as well.
Yeah, I love Josh Gad as LeFou. Very funny.
But this I do like. Keegan-Michael Key is rounding out this cast as Honest John the Fox.
Oh, okay. He's a very good voice actor, the things I've heard him in.
Oh, yeah.
But it's live action. Or wait, no, he would probably be voicing it.
Well, yeah, it'd be like a CBS-esque right. character.
Unless it's a furry.
Oh, no.
And, hey, it just started snowing.
I don't know what that is. I live in Florida.
Yeah, I know.
you know what it is here?
65. Yeah, you better start working on that tan, pale boy.
I know.
Yeah.
So then we have another Disney Plus original film releasing February 18th. Called Sneakerella.
She's got
Chosen Jacobs from It.
Oh, okay. When you said Sneakerella, I'm like, is she wearing like kicks?
Yeah, no, he's a kicks designer.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's the actual plot. Okay, cool.
Trying to be seen in the prettiest girl in the world.
I see. Well, they should try to make a glass slipper that normally works.
But yeah, it's just another Cinderella rehash that they don't need.
Yeah, but the live action one they made a few years ago is pretty good.
Oh, no, I mean rehashing the same story over and over with a new twist.
Okay.
The only other one I liked was when Nickelodeon did it for a movie called Rags.
Hmm.
But that's just because the music was bomb.
I don't think I've seen Rags.
This is one everybody was excited for. The Proud Family. Louder and Prouder.
Proud Family.
That's the old Disney Channel cartoon, the all-black family that was really, really good.
Oh, okay.
Penny Proud, Oscar yeah. Proud, who was hilarious.
Is it like Disney's version of Everybody Loves Raymond?
Do you mean Everybody Hates Chris?
Everyone Hates Chris.
No, it's just its own thing. And it's a cartoon.
Okay, cool. Oh, it's a cartoon. Okay.
It looks great as far as animation. Nice little updated details while keeping the old. Mm-hmm. And it's got the same great comedy and vibe as the original. I'm worried about it getting too woke because they just can't seem to help themselves. Because there's just things you don't need to have social commentary with.
I'm looking this up because now I think it's all coming back to me. I think I know what you're talking about.
Proud Family.
Yeah. Let me see.
Oscar Proud looks like Martin Lawrence.
Yes. Yep. I was thinking of the opening theme song.
Yep. When,
yep. She's getting ready for school in the morning.
I think that's Beyonce.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep. Okay. It's all coming back
or
to me.
Or her sister.
That's like the same time as Jake the American Dragon.
Oh, that one's so good.
Yeah.
I think that they need to do that.
Jake Long,
live action. I'd like an American Dragon Jake Long live action show.
Me too.
Yeah, okay. So the Proud Family theme song was Solange featuring Destiny's Child. So yeah, it looks great. I'm actually looking forward to that one. But again, that's not one of those cartoons I feel like needs social commentary.
I agree.
But our luck, they're still going to shoehorn it.
It is Disney.
Yep.
Speaking of stuff that looks cool, do you want to see what I built over the weekend?
Yes.
Okay, the people on the podcast won't be able to see it, but...
Whoa!
I know.
The next wing?
Yeah, it's an X-Wing.
Yo!
Yeah, Geller, we were getting dinner over the weekend, and Geller just goes... Harry, you want to go buy a Lego? And I was like, bet.
I bet we could run to Ocala when you visit and go to a Lego store.
That would be... Well, Legoland's in Florida.
I can save up for tickets.
Yeah, I think it's in Orlando, though. How far away is Orlando from you guys?
Hour and a half. It's like an Indianapolis trip.
That's not bad.
Not at all.
But are you guys, like, Buccaneers fans now since you, like, live near Tampa Bay?
Sports. That's all I got, man.
Right. Okay. Yeah, this isn't a sports podcast for a reason.
Yeah. So then we have High School Musical, the musical, the series.
I love how we jumped sports to High School, the musical, the musical, the musical series, the series.
Yes. It's getting its third season in 2022 with a Frozen theme. Last season was Beauty and the Beast. This is Frozen.
When you say theme, is that like that's the show they're putting on?
Yes.
Copy that. Got it.
This is cool. So you know how we're still, which I'm kind of upset we didn't get any news from it, but that Percy Jackson show's coming out.
Oh, I forgot about the Percy Jackson show.
Well, they just announced the Spiderwick Chronicles as well.
Oh, yeah. I always get that one confused with Bridge to Terabithia. I always separate the two because one ended with me crying because they killed the little girl in Bridge to Terabithia. But Spiderwick Chronicles, they did not.
No, they didn't. I think that'll be interesting. I never read the books. I only watched the Freddie Highmore movie.
Yeah.
God, years ago.
Yeah.
So then we have, to round up our Disney itself, Zootopia Plus is still coming.
Oh, is that the show?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I love series.
So then for Pixar, we only have a few things. They're still working on that Turning Red, where she turns into a giant red panda.
They came
out with all about that.
They came out with a trailer for that.
Yeah, it looked good.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have Cars on the Road, which is a Cars series featuring Mater and Lightning McQueen with Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy returning. Comes out next year.
Cool.
Then they have their original show, Win or Lose, which follows a co-ed softball team where each episode follows a new character.
Wow. I'm done with the Owen Wilson thing. That was just one little bit.
There you go. So now we're on to Marvel. We're kicking it off big.
Why,
X-Men 97 coming 2023.
You're so excited. This tickled your fancy so much.
I've been rewatching episodes.
Yeah, well, how long did the show run? It was like 94 to 96, right?
97.
What do you mean? Like it ended in 97?
Started.
No.
That's why it's called X-Men 97.
No, it's called X-Men 97 because that's when it's picking back up.
Are you sure?
I'm, like, close to 100% sure, because when... Keep talking.
No, I've got it right here. I told you I've been watching episodes.
There's no way it came out that late in the 90s. I thought it was mid-90s.
It might have been, because it was the first.
What
you might get your answer first. My phone won't load stuff.
Well, it says 92.
That is very much possible. It was the first Marvel animated show to come out in the 90s.
It said the first episode debuted October 31st, 1992, and ran on Fox Network from 93 to 94. So I think, it like cut like in 92
to 96.
So it's picking back up in 97.
Yeah. So they will be reprising, all of the living actors will be reprising their roles.
Mm-hmm.
So this will include Cedric Smith as Professor X, Cal Dodd as Wolverine, Catherine Disher as Jean Grey, Allison Seeley Smith as Storm, George Bowes as Beast, Chris Potter as Gambit, and Lorraine Zion as Rogue.
Was this one of those series that just, like, ended? It didn't get a proper finale?
No, it actually got a really good finale, in my opinion.
Okay. Didn't some of the characters pop up in Spider-Man, the animated series?
Sorry, Lenore Zan as Rogue. Yes, during the arc with Morbius, they had an X-Men episode.
I think Storm and Cyclops showed up.
The whole team did.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Allison Court, who was Jubilee, she will be returning to the show, just not as Jubilee. She'll be providing her voice to a different character.
Okay.
Now hear me. Stepping aside for an Asian American voice.
I was thinking about this in the bathroom yesterday, okay?
Yeah.
I know it's Disney, so you can never go too far because it's Disney, but do you do this like you do when Young Justice came to HBO Max and it's, you know, still kiddish, but it has more mature values to it? Are you going to do that? Like, do you just keep it kiddie still, or do you try to do a bit more matureness?
The only matureness I want is being able to let Wolverine stab people. That's about it.
Okay. Instead of him smacking people with his claws, you should just stab them.
Because at a point, I feel like Young Justice goes a bit too far.
Yeah, I saw a clip of, like, Superboy really brutally punching someone.
Yeah. At a point, I'm watching it with the kids, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that my question was just, like, do you make it for the fans? Of course you're making it for the fans of, like, grew up watching it. But
for the fans in the new generation.
Right. Like, the iCarly reboot is mostly for the people that grew up watching it, not really for new people.
Yeah. So then you have Beau DeMaio, writer for The Witcher, is going to be the head writer on the show.
That's cool.
With the original creators being supervisors and having a heavy hand in the project.
Well, you said the writer of The Witcher?
Yep.
Well, that's pretty mature. Also, the new season comes out in a month.
True. But writers can adjust to what they need to do.
No, yeah, obviously.
So then we got our Moon Knight first look. Oh, wait, no, first, what is it you want? Ooh, that was close to the mic. What is it you want to see from this?
Oh, from that's tough. Okay, so my thought when they announced this was it was like we're just trying to sample the crowd to get them excited for their future X-Men projects because we're starting to work on that now.
Well, they said when everybody came to pitch X-Men stuff,
yeah,
the milestone was X-Men the Animated Series, X-Men the Animated Series. So they said, don't fix what's not broken, just bring it back.
I'm glad they're doing it. It almost reminds me of what DC's doing with the Batman the Animated Series continuation thing.
Yes. Well, no, it's a different universe.
That's true. This one is, like you said, a straight up like sequel.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so,
it's just continuing, not a sequel.
Continuing. Of course, the biggest thing is they better keep the art style, right? Like, you shouldn't change up the art style.
Oh, they're going to. I sent you the artist.
Oh. I kind of want it to feel like I'm just like it's just the next episode of the 96 series.
Yeah. If you open the Herald's group chat that we have.
Yeah.
I sent the artist. No, I sent it to you.
Oh, okay.
She replied, her name is Amelia Vidal.
Oh, I'm looking at all the art right now.
And that's just what she's done for fun, not the official designs.
Yeah. But if they do it like this, this honestly feels like just an updated version of the original show.
It does. So, that'll be nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would like them to, like, explore more mature themes. Will they? I don't know. I mean, you can explore more mature.
They've always explored mature themes.
You can do that without getting, like, PG-13R. Like, for example, Adventure Time explored more mature themes, but it wasn't, like, it was still for kids.
Yeah. No, X-Men already did that. Like, that's just going to be their formula still.
Yes, I hope they do that. I hope they don't go too woke with the X-Men.
Because you can.
You can definitely go woke with the X-Men because many people will argue, and even Stan Lee might argue, when he created them, he was making it an allegory for
No, he's denied it multiple times.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I mean, did it evolve into that when people pointed it out? Kinda. Was that ever my intention? No.
I just remember I thought that's why, like, Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart, like, agreed to make the movie. Like,
yeah, nah.
Okay. I'd like
you
to
just
see
wanted them. To point out that there are prejudices in this world that people are right. blind to.
I'd like them to bring in new X-Men characters that they haven't touched yet.
I would like to see Firestar.
Firestar would be cool. Here's my question. Do you do Deadpool?
He was in a couple of episodes already.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm like, I don't know if he'd fit. I'm like, but I bet fans would want it.
Now, I do think you'd have to do it more.
Yeah. Yeah, last question. Do you bring in other Marvel characters that are not X-Men?
Considering they did already with Captain America?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Deadpool was in the episode with Cable.
Oh, wow, they did. I think I knew they did Cable.
Oh, yeah, he had a whole arc.
Yeah. Like we said, though, we're nostalgia for, like, X-Men Evolution and Wolverine and the X-Men. Those were more our time growing up.
I'm actually more nostalgic for Wolverine and the X-Men than anything else.
Well, I said both of them, yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. This Deadpool never actually talked.
That's probably for the best.
He just had appearances.
Yeah. Okay.
Three of them. That the episode's Deadly Reunion, Whatever It Takes, and The Dark Shroud.
This isn't a bad thing, say, but of all the things announced, like when the X-Men series thing was announced, that was like the biggest like boom for me, and I'm sure for you too.
Oh yeah.
like, unexpected. Like, that's awesome. So excited.
Here's what I want to see with this show. I'd like to see some more X Factor. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind a couple of espionage episodes with X Force.
Right.
I want to see some of the classics come back and do more. Angel, Iceman, Nightcrawler. I'd like to see a couple new members. I'd like to see Nightcrawler integrated into the team. Psylocke. Bring in some giant size, redo some giant size, and do a, like, Warpath or Warbird or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
No, sorry, Thunderbird.
Yeah, maybe some Astonishing X-Men aspects, because everyone mm-hmm. loves Astonishing X-Men.
Now, what I don't want is some of the newer stories. People do, but I hate new X-Men.
Yeah, well, they tackled almost all the big classic X-Men stories. You know, they did the Phoenix Saga, they did Apocalypse, they did Days of Future Past.
But you can do your own original stuff.
I agree. Did they do the mutant cure? Yes. Oh, okay.
They even did the whole Rogue is the daughter.
Okay. Yeah, this is
Nightcrawler.
That show is still the best adaptation of the Phoenix Saga.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see Storm yell at nature more. I love when Storm yells at nature.
I agree. I'm not a big fan of anything past the early 2000s when it comes to X-Men.
Yeah. I want to see them dive into the villains more, because they didn't do that too much in the original series.
True. And then Quicksilver was a hero.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know.
As he's supposed to be.
I'd be fine if we just got a whole lot of Brotherhood of Mutants in this show.
Same. But outside of that, we got the first look at Moon Knight and She-Hulk.
We did. And Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Got all three of those got like a minute and a half, minute long little teasers.
Personally, still hyped for Moon Knight even more now.
Yeah, because, oh my goodness, does it seem like it might actually be the most brutal thing from Marvel so far.
Outside of Daredevil.
Right, which, you know, is it canon anymore? Who knows? Maybe we'll find out tomorrow with the trailer. Hopefully, I don't know.
Sneak peek at our news for next week. Daredevil reboot in the works with Charlie Cox at Disney Plus.
I saw that announcement yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, or rumor. Sorry, who knows?
Well, it's from the chart that they had. It's pretty solid. Moon Knight I hyped for. She-Hulk. I'm intrigued, too.
It looks like they're doing CGI for her look.
Naturally.
Well, I don't know. I think if you could have just casted a really tall woman, you could have painted her green.
But Jennifer Walters is not tall. It's just when she's She-Hulk.
That's true. But she, in the comics, she doesn't change back and forth, I thought.
True.
But it seems like she does in this show.
I don't know as far as when things are.
That's true, but if they're going to do the CGI thing, like, to save on budget, I bet she'll not be She-Hulk the whole show.
Yeah.
It seems like they're doing, like, a real, like similar with the Daredevil, they're going to dive into, like, crime aspect, because she is a lawyer, similar to Daredevil. Yeah. So that's exciting. Also, she breaks the fourth wall in the comics, like Deadpool, so I wonder if they'll do that in the show?
I think we're getting a hint of that with their advertisement.
Yeah. And I wonder how much Ruffalo's in the show, because, like, he's basically in, like, the whole trailer, so I wonder how much
he looks like the mentor.
Yeah, and we are getting our boy Abomination back, which is exciting.
I know.
One of my
favorite scenes in Shang-Chi.
Did Thunderbolt Ross, did they say he'll be in the show?
Not that I'm aware of.
They should bring back Betty Ross at some point.
I agree.
So weird that she's just gone.
Yeah. Recast her, though.
Yeah, probably. What was it? No, not Liv Tyler. Who?
Yeah.
It was Liv Tyler, okay.
Ms. Marvel is still coming out next year.
It was cool, and I'm excited because the main reason I like Daredevil is because he's a Catholic superhero, and I think this is cool for people who have a Hindu superhero. But for me, it's a superhero from Jersey, and that's exciting. She's not Hindu, bro. What is she?
Pakistani.
But her religion, what's her religion?
Islam.
I thought she was Hindu.
She's a Muslim superhero.
Oh, I thought she was a Hindu superhero. But she's from Jersey, and that's what got me excited.
I'm not a big fan of the character, but I think Imani will not going to try it. I think she'll do great.
I got big Shazam vibes from this trailer.
Don't do that to me.
Well, I think it was a if
no, you're I totally get you.
Kid superhero. I think it's exciting. I mean,
you're right.
I want them to do the big stretchy hands, but I don't think they're going to do the big stretchy.
No light constructs.
Yeah, so it seems like she's actually getting Ms. Captain Marvel's powers.
Something like that.
Yeah, which is annoying. I get it. Maybe it's because they're going to do Mr. Fantastic and they don't want two stretchy people. But that's Ms. Marvel's thing.
Shouldn't matter.
Yeah, whatever. I'm excited. I think it could be cool. I like young coming-of-age superhero stories.
I am excited that you're excited.
Yes. But that got a big pushback because that was supposed to come out, like, rumored at the end of this year at one point. But now it's, like, not till late next year, they're saying.
Summer of 2022.
Yeah, they're saying the next show after Hawkeye is going to be She-Hulk.
Okay.
Yeah, which is, that's cool.
Marvel's What If Season 2 was announced.
Yes, it was.
Echo from Hawkeye already got her own spinoff.
It was rumored for a while, but now it's confirmed. And the rumors about how, like, it'll play into Defenders aspects would be cool if that's true.
Then we have Spider-Man Freshman Year.
Yes.
The animated series coming out in 2023, following his start as Spider-Man.
It will be canon in the MCU, right?
Yes. Not sure if Tom Holland is returning.
I would feel like he'd have to. He didn't voice him in the What If episode, but whoever did a good job.
So maybe they'll get him.
Yeah. I wonder what animation style they'll go with. There's, you know.
You didn't see what the art looked like?
No.
So when it folds over the paper, it looks like Stan Lee and Steve Ditko's classic.
I did see that. I didn't know if they were actually going to go for this because that's what I was like. That's the 60s Steve Ditko look.
And it looks like that might be what they're going for.
That'd be exciting. Of course, when I saw that, my first idea was, oh my gosh, we're going to see Uncle Ben in the MCU.
It's alive.
It's alive. Oh, it's so exciting. Yeah, it'll be cool.
Then we have the I Am Groot, we now know as an animated series.
Oh, okay.
Agatha, House of Harkness.
This was one of those rumor things. I'm like, well, that will never turn out to be true because that's a dumb idea. Nope, they're doing it.
So we got our first look at Marvel Zombies.
Yes, which is, me and my buddies were discussing it, and they were like, that's a dumb logo. And I'm like, it's literally the comic book logo. Hey, what's up?
Who said it was dumb?
It was either Andrew or Geller was like, because we were discussing, like, what logos look dumb. Like I said, the Ironheart logo that they released kind of looks dumb.
Uninspired.
Boring. And they were like, so does the Marvel Zombies one. I'm like, guys, that's literally just the comic book logo.
Yeah. They know nothing.
Yeah, so.
But it wasn't just the logo. We got a little sneak peek clip thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It looked like almost a Morbius type of character.
Oh, okay. I was just assuming it would be in the What If art style.
It is.
Oh, okay, cool. But yeah, getting out of all the stories of What If, that's probably the one that fits a spinoff series the most.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have. One second, I went to the wrong one.
Well,
I skipped Ironheart. My bad.
We do have Ironheart, which we knew was coming, but now we have another logo.
And then we got a Secret Invasion clip.
Yes,
thingy.
We got Nick
showing
Fury
off Nick Fury
with a big old beard and no eye patch.
And to finish this beautiful thing off, Obi-Wan Kenobi featurette.
Little sizzle reel, little images. The only image I saw was him fighting Vader.
Then I think what looks like the second sister, Trilla.
Oh, that'd be cool. I love some Inquisitors.
Oh, we definitely saw an Inquisitor.
That's cool. Hello there.
These poor comments during the whole drops were.
We're just Obi-Wan.
Where's Kenobi?
The Kenobi trailer. Because I think people were saying.
Like, did Darth Maul hack Insta?
Yeah, but I think everyone was saying, like, we're definitely getting, like, a trailer for it.
People thought that.
Yeah, like I was seeing TikToks, I was seeing like posts about it, like everyone was like, when it happens, and I was like, oh, it's happening. But no, that's okay. I mean,
yeah, it was a bunch of Darth Mauls in the comments. Kenobi!
It comes out next summer though, right? I thought.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
As you once said, the beautiful thing about this project is it reunited him and Hayden.
Oh gosh. We Star Wars fans, we really came around. We love you, Hayden.
I never disliked him.
We all dis we scared him away from Star Wars.
At least we didn't get him to go to jail.
That's true. We scared Lucas away from Star Wars, but now we're like, Lucas, we miss you.
That was the dumbest thing fans did.
Yeah. Crap on him so much he just sold it.
What a dummy.
What a dummy. Rolling around in his $4.5 billion.
So yeah, that caps off. What are you looking forward to with Kenobi?
What am I looking forward to with Kenobi? Okay, as much as I am so excited for some reoccurring characters, similar with the Boba Fett and the Mandalorian thing, I'm excited for this is not because I want it to be a cameo fest. That's exciting, but I'd love, like, you asked me a few days ago, you were like, who's your favorite Star Wars character? I was like, Kenobi. I was like,
yeah. Easy.
Kenobi, and this is an aspect of his life that is so interesting, because at first I'm like, well, he's just living in a desert. But no, he definitely, like, goes off-world and does things. And I don't know, I love the aspect of a Ronin type of Jedi.
Oh, for sure. The nomadic life.
Yeah, so, I mean, would I like to see some Tatooine things? Yeah, but I don't really want to, because I know we're getting that with Book of Boba. So I want to see him go off-world.
Now, it makes me wonder, is he still looking for other Jedi? Is that what this is going to be?
Yeah, I would say no, because I would feel like he'd be reluctant even to take out his lightsaber for most of the show.
Well, it just depends.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, what, the last time we left him, he cut his best friend in half. So he's probably living with some guilt, and I want to explore that.
I want to explore that, and I want to see Maul come back for him.
Yeah, like, I want him to, like...
I want one more duel before he actually kills him in Rebels.
I agree, yeah, because the Rebels duel was great, it was quick, but I think it's good that it was quick.
Yeah, I want to see one more epic duel.
Yeah, and we're getting that with Vader, which, oh, that would be so great.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
I see Ray Park returning with the Sam Witwer voice, perfection.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know who voiced, Darth Maul originally in Phantom Menace?
It wasn't Ray Park, was it?
No, it was Peter Serafinowicz. Oh. He's the new Tick, the live-action Tick.
Yeah, huh.
And what a bunch of a-holes. In Guardians of the Galaxy.
We shall return. We shall have our revenge.
Kenobi!
Yeah. Ooh, I got cut in half. That was his famous line, too.
He's over here like, Olaf, I've been impaled.
Or and then his second famous line was, "Oh, I got cut in half again, but this time down the vertically."
Vertically.
Yeah, because originally he gets cut in half horizontally, but then Kenobi cuts him in half vertically in Rebels.
He stabs him.
No, he goes for the downward. He cuts him in half the other way.
What?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he didn't peel in two pieces because it's not Rebels, and I'm sure it wasn't that deep of a thing, but he cut down. Like, he went up, down. Like Maul went for the same move he did on Kenobi where he put his lightsaber, you know, up to butt him in the head with it and then stab him.
Yeah.
And Kenobi goes down, cutting his lightsaber in half and cutting him down.
But then how does he have his final words?
I mean, like I said, he didn't actually, like, legit cut him into two pieces, but that the kill was a... up, down. Like, he cut him in half vertically.
Yeah.
Like...
Sorry, Ben Kenobi.
Yeah, Ben Kenobi. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
I'm watching it real quick. Like, on mute, because I'm curious.
Yeah. He doesn't go for a stab. He definitely slices him down vertically.
Oh! Yep, because the lightsaber splits.
Yeah, so Maul went for the same move he killed Qui-Gon with, where he hit him in the head with the lightsaber and then stabbed him. Obi-Wan knew he was going to go for that move because he tricked him into going into that move because he did the Qui-Gon stance, baiting him.
So, wow.
Yeah, it's great. It's a short fight, but, like, the poetic brilliance in those few seconds.
That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
So, yeah, I want Darth Maul, and that's the only character I want returning.
What was his
maybe final? Have Kenobi meet up with Yoda once.
He was all like, tell me, is it him, the chosen one? And Kenobi's like, he is.
Yeah, if not for Maul, I want Yoda, him to meet up with Yoda and Dagobah once.
I feel like he would have had to, because, like, there's no way that, like, the last, like, the two, like, big Jedi last surviving and they're never going to communicate.
They've got to.
Yeah.
Especially after he finally takes Luke and Leia.
What? Oh, Yoda calls him and goes, F up you did on this one, Ben.
Oh, my. Could you imagine? Yoda's like, well, bring the boy to me. You could have.
Yeah, you really Scrooged it on this one. I have no words to say. You should really live in isolation.
But all right, that was Disney Plus Day.
That was so, D-Day. Oh, wait, no, let's not call it D-Day.
No. So, as always, no, not always, because we kind of dropped the ball the last few episodes.
Yeah.
Recommendations.
Recommendations. I picked this up. Few days back. It's I'm gonna hold it up to the camera so you can see.
Daredevil versus Punisher Means and Ends. Nice.
Yeah. We're a big fan of street level heroes here on the podcast, especially preview into next episode. We'll be talking about Daredevil a little bit because of things, blah blah blah. So maybe I'll read up on some Daredevil. This is like one of the Daredevil stories I have that I haven't read yet. I picked it up about a month ago. So there's my graphic novel. Quick little, it's a small graphic novel. It's only about like 40 pages.
But those are always nice.
Those are always nice. It's a brisk read.
The Last Airbender, Burning Earth, one of my favorite games as a kid.
Yeah.
Ended up on Xbox One today.
Oh.
That's where you could fight, and the kids here are big Avatar fans, so I'm going to have to get it. So, yeah, that's your comic. My comic would be... I just read Teen Titans, I'm going to have to go with X-Men Legends.
Oh, there you go. Big X-Men guy in the house.
It's actually a continuation of the 90s books.
Oh, I didn't know that. There you go. Okay, cool. I might have to then.
I've been reading it on Comixology right now.
We love Comixology on the podcast. We love it.
We do. That, Marvel Unlimited, DC Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't get me wrong, I prefer my physical copies, but when I can't get them, it's nice.
What did Stan Lee say?
Comics are like boobs. Like boobs. They're great on screen, but better in your hands. So what's your movie or show?
I'll do a movie, because I started watching it, but I'm going to finish it probably tomorrow. But Red Notice dropped on Netflix this weekend.
Oh, we got the kids, and it's considered inappropriate for them, so I'm waiting for the right time to watch it with Dad and Mom.
Yeah, because, I love a little bit of Rock, love a bit of Ryan Reynolds, love a bit of Gal Gadot. It's a heist
movie. I'm a big Ryan Reynolds guy.
I think it's like a heist, like, exploration. Like, yeah. I don't know. So, I'm excited.
My movie is Jungle Cruise. It was really good.
Look at us, a couple of Rock boys.
I know.
A couple of Dwayne Johnsons.
What is your TV show?
A TV show. Well, you know what? Since we talked about it a little bit, and I feel like I've been meaning to watch it, I might watch High School, the Musical, the series.
It's decent.
It's decent. That's all I need to know then.
I have been binging Naruto.
Man.
And the Great British Baking Show.
Everyone loves the Great British Baking Show.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. Would you say it's yummy?
Scrummy.
Scrumdilicious, whatever the Brits say.
They say scrummy,
okay.
I mean, I've learned a lot the difference between a savory and a sweet biscuit. Sweet biscuits are like cookies. Savory biscuits are more, not like crackers.
So it's not like Hell's Kitchen, where all you learn from that is how to be terrible to people?
No.
It's not like Gordon Ramsay, where you're like, the lamb sauce is not quite, you know.
What are you? An idiot sandwich.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are great shows so far. I'm on episode 13 of Naruto, and I'm in season 4 of the Great British Baking Show.
What are you watching Naruto on?
Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm on the Zabuza arc.
Huh. I've heard some interest. Did Naruto end recently, or has it been over for a while?
Been over for a while. They did the Boruto.
Oh.